Hello, listeners. My name is Victor Rodriguez, and you're listening to Pulse, where we take a peek at Pierce's unexpectedly layered social environment. Did you know, while paper can only be recycled 6 times, according to Earth Eco International, aluminum cans can be recycled forever? Today, we're looking at the Sustainability Committee, responsible for formulating the ASO's environmental policy and creating sustainability programs and resources for the school. Here with me is one of the committee chairs, Erin Baker. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
She is a sociology major, and this is her second year at Pierce. Are you ready to jump in?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So number one, what is the Sustainability Committee?
Sustainability Committee is a group of dedicated Pierce College students that are passionate about environmentalism. So our main projects right now, we have two. We firstly are working on a campus-wide recycling program because we actually have no recycling at all going on at Pierce College.
So right now, when you throw something in a recycling bin, it doesn't go there?
It goes straight to landfill.
Jeez, okay. That's kind of a lie, right?
Yeah, it is. It's deceiving.
So how does the committee aim to remedy that?
So last semester, my co-chair, Emma Sargassian, and I took a trip to Santa Monica College to have a tour of their sustainability program. So they have a recycling program over there that's actually staffed by student workers through the Federal Work Study Program. So they're basically paid by FAFSA or by the school to sort recycling. And not only are they helping the environment, but they're actually getting paid training for fields like garbology.
What is garbology?
Garbology is waste management, I suppose.
So like a garbage man, like a guy who drives a garbage truck.
Exactly.
I've always known that it was a good job with great benefits. Most people would assume otherwise, like, oh, that's your last resort to be a garbage man. But no,
they do it's a respectable really, profession.
They do a really important job.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see them every week.
Right?
So tell me, what challenges do you face as of now?
So right now, it's a lot of red tape, so to speak. We are trying to obtain Santa Monica College's financial reports so that we have a jumping off point to build our own sustainability program. We are currently working with the director of facilities, and they are connected with our waste management provider, and they are the ones requesting the financial reports because they have to fit everything into their budget. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, LACCD board rules state that there must be a recycling coordinator for the entire district and one for every college. Pierce College does not currently have a recycling coordinator. So we are trying to get in touch with whoever that recycling coordinator for LACCD is, or somebody who would know who they are, and go from there. So those are the two approaches to the recycling program we are currently working on.
So let me get this straight. Pierce College does not have a current recycling program, does not have a current director of recycling, and the students have taken it upon themselves with their passion to try and remedy this.
Yes, that's exactly what this is.
That's so amazing. I'm like, the passion you guys have. It's okay. So what should the Pierce community know about you guys?
We are always open to ideas. We meet every other Tuesday, the first and third Tuesday of every month in ASO from 2:30 to 3:30. That's the first floor of the library. We are always open for ideas. So right now we're working on an environmental advocacy campaign where we want to purchase bulletin boards to be posted around campus in more popular areas, and we're going to post environmental facts, kind of what sustainability is about, what our committee does, that kind of thing, and other ASO things, I'm sure, because it will be sponsored financially by ASO. So on the bulletin boards, we're going to have these environmental facts, like I said, and they can absolutely be submitted by students. And what's cool about this idea is if, let's say, you come to me with a fact and you ask me to post it on the bulletin boards, it will say, like, this fact. So, for example, only 5% of recyclables, or excuse me, plastic in the entire world are recycled. Only 5%.
That's a low number.
Yeah, it is. So if you came to me with that fact, we could post it up on the board and it would say the fact and then the source and then it would say submitted by Victor. So you would get a little bit of recognition for that, and it's kind of an incentive for people to keep coming to us.
I'm always about attention when it comes to my intelligence, so that's a great incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's dig up some history. So last semester, you guys went to Santa Monica.
Yes.
And last semester, Amir Haji was the...
The president.
And I was reading a story by the Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And Amir is quoted as saying, "Some problems we're having is that our recycling is being stolen by random looters. So we need to come up with a whole system of making sure that the container is secure." Is that, how serious is that?
So we do have scavengers on Pierce College campus. I'm sure that you've seen them. They ride around on their bikes and they go into the recycling and they sort out the recycling for the CRV money, the California Recycling something or other.
Value?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. And you can go behind Ralph's or what have you and get money for your recyclables. And I've actually spoken to some of the scavengers without telling them who I was. And one of the guys I talked to was actually, he's a father and he was out of work and that was the only thing that he could do to keep food on the table. So I definitely have compassion for the scavengers, but I do feel like it's Pierce College property and the money should be coming back into Pierce College to help us fund such initiatives as our recycling program. So Amir, what he said was not totally accurate, but yes, we are, when we buy more recycling bins, we are looking into the ones that lock.
Mm-hmm.
We have some by... over by the cafeteria in ASO already, if you've seen them.
I have not. Are they, how relatively new are they?
I believe that the environmental committee, which has been since decommissioned, purchased them in 2008.
That's actually an interesting point. So since the school, as long as I've been here, I know they haven't had any sort of recycling program.
Yes.
Or a recycling director. And I think there's been multiple attempts from students.
Yes.
From, like, whether it be starting clubs or committees.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys hoping to endure?
A lot of what we're focused on right now is putting in concrete plans, writing resolutions, having them voted in by ASO so that we have to enforce them after we transfer. I'm only here until the end of spring. My co-chair, I think, maybe has 1 year left. So we are hoping that we can get this institutionalized within ASO so that the following senators and following committee members are held to these ideas. We are also always recruiting new members, and we would love to have people carry the torch once we leave. So we're always open for new people. The more, the merrier.
And how many students do you have involved right now?
We have an email list of about 30, 35 students right now that was collected at Club Rush. We actually did have our first meeting yesterday, kind of late, I know. And we had, I believe, 6 people there. So not a huge turnout for our meeting, but we are definitely optimistic. And we're keeping people updated via email. I can get your email after this if you want.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we will make sure to keep everybody in the loop.
If not only for those factoid credits, but let's talk. I think a big part of this is why should we care? Why is environmentalism important?
We only have one Earth. The Earth is our home, and the rate we're going, just with global warming and such, we're not going to have this home for much longer. And we've already seen major catastrophic events such as the hurricanes that just passed and so on, heat waves, those kind of big weather events that are directly linked to global warming. We've already started seeing these within our lifetime. Can you imagine what it would be like for the next generation, our children, our grandchildren? I mean, it's only going to get worse if we don't do something about it.
I think people's mindset is that they don't. They can't imagine. And they assume that technology will save them. They assume that everybody's going to get stuck in a rocket and we're gonna fly over to Mars and ruin that planet next.
Right.
But no.
No, we're not going to Mars. We're not going to the moon. We're not. No.
At least not in our lifetime.
No. No. We have to take care of the planet.
Okay. So let's talk about what are some things people can do, either big or small. Let's talk about the casual observer, the person who's not going to rededicate their whole life to environmentalism,
absolutely.
But something everyone, literally everyone can do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really simple things like when I get handouts in class that are only single-sided, I'll use the back page for notes, and that's not hard, and it keeps things more organized, if anything. I have a couple of reusable coffee cups at home that I bring with me when I get my Starbucks in the morning, and it's not inconvenient by any means. I also try to use reusable water bottles as much as possible. You can get reusable straws because plastic straws right now are really horrible for the environment. They get littered. They are not recyclable, so they are just one of the many things that sit in landfills waiting to decompose forever, for millions of years. So straws are bad. Just anything you can do to reduce, reuse, and recycle. So sometimes I have, like, for example, I have a 2-hour break on Wednesdays between my classes. So I will sometimes bring my own lunch, and I just bring it in like Tupperware or something like that. And that takes away, you know, when you go to the cafe, they serve you food on paper plates, you use a plastic water cup. By using like reusable materials such as Tupperware or reusable water bottles, you're eliminating the waste at all. So it's not even a question of recycling, because while recycling is good, it's not the first place you should go. It's the last resort.
All right. And let's talk more about bigger picture. Like, I mean, California is supposed to be, you know, the progressive state,
mm-hmm.
but we only banned plastic shopping bags a couple years ago.
Last semester.
Wow. I thought, okay. So
last fall semester.
Last fall?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So about a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and those, like, if you think about it, that, like, every time, and I know people were a little upset that they had to pay like a 10 cents or
yeah.
Okay, I go to places it's 5 cents. 10 cents for a stronger bag, but one that you can recycle.
Right.
And I think I don't know how to explain to people that they should care where they live, right?
Well, you can think of it this way. If you're not going to care about the environmental aspect, think about the reusable canvas shopping bags you can buy for maybe $2 that last you much longer than the 10 cent paper or plastic bags. So think of it as an investment, and you actually will save money in the long run.
Plus, you can show off whatever thing you're into. I know I saw one that had like Bigfoot on it.
And yeah, okay. I mean, there's so many cool tote bags, and you don't have to like buy the ones at the grocery store. You can bring whatever. You can bring whatever you want. So I think it's...
Now, let's talk about what we get in the stores.
Okay.
That kind of facilitates all this waste.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about food production and how that plays a role in the environment.
Okay, so I am currently the president of Pierce College Vegan Society. So I am a little biased, but it has been absolutely proven that animal products are very harmful, for the environment. The amount of water that goes into making one hamburger is equivalent to 6 months of showers.
That's...
So you could skip the hamburger and, you know, it's the same as not showering for literally 6 months. It's the water that we use for agriculture in California is unparalleled by any other sector. So that includes commercial, residential. They always tell us turn off the tap, you know, and they give us tips on watering our lawns and stuff like that. But residential use of water in California is actually the smallest category. We use the least. It's agriculture that's the main problem. So when we grow food to feed to our farm animals to send them to slaughter, we are wasting so much food that could be fed to individuals that are food insecure. We are growing more than enough food to feed the 7 billion people on Earth, yet we have people starving. So it is just a massive waste of resources, of land, of water. And additionally, the methane emissions that come from the cows is more harmful to the environment in terms of the greenhouse effect than our carbon emissions. So it goes into global warming, it goes into our drought problems, our water shortage, everything. So adopting a plant-based diet is the most environmentally friendly way to eat. It's a big change. It's definitely not like reusing your shopping bags, yeah. But it's very significant.
Okay. Now, when I started this show, mm-hmm. I was under the impression I had always lived not too far from here, and people always told me, oh, Pierce is a commuter school. You just go to your classes and you just leave. But as this show is proving time and time again, no, people are here and they care about things.
Absolutely.
And after what you just said about the food that we eat, that begs the question, when are we going to start this community garden? Is that a goal for you guys?
Absolutely. We would love to start a community garden. We saw that at Santa Monica and we just fell in love with the idea. So this is a huge undertaking and we definitely do not plan to start it until the recycling program is taken care of. But eventually, Sustainability Committee would like to start a community garden over by the farm because we have so much unused land over there. So there would be a lot of benefits to this garden. Number one, we would be teaching students how to grow their own food, which is a skill. I mean, do you know how to grow your own food, really? Do you?
Electrolytes. That's what plants crave.
Yeah, it's something that we don't know how to do anymore.
No.
So it's educational. We would also want to bring that food back to the Pierce community in a couple ways. We would potentially try to sell it in the bookstore, in the cafe, in the cafeteria, and we would also like to get it to Stash Club, which is our Students Against Student Hunger club over here, and it's our food pantry. So right now, there's something called the Brahma Initiative that ASO just voted into effect.
If you don't know about the Brahma Initiative, check out my last episode with Gisela Tarifa. She was great.
Yeah, so the Community Welfare Committee and the Stash Club are working hand in hand to expand the food pantry to fresh foods and also create a community pantry that's not just food items, but maybe stuff like soap and tampons and anything like that that students with housing insecurities may not have access to. So there's that part of the community garden. Another part would be reducing waste by composting our organic waste from the cafeteria and from the Brahma Cafe. So we would compost our food waste and it helps fertilize the farmland up there where we would be growing our food. So it's all very sustainable. And it's just all about environmental friendliness and improving campus life as well.
I mean, yeah, like when you look at it on paper, mm-hmm. kind of like a circle, you know?
Exactly.
You start a garden, and then what do you do with the food? You give it to people, mm-hmm. whether they pay for it or you're giving it away. What do you do with the trash? We compost it.
Back into the garden.
It's almost like an ecosystem, you know? How nature worked before we got here and started doing stuff. And I think the bookstore is currently selling farm fresh eggs.
Yes,
they're like
are.
$3. And I walk in there and it's the smallest little sign. But it's like, it sends a message that Pierce is willing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
To do this slowly but surely, right?
Absolutely. There's already the eggs being for sale in there prove that it's The groundwork has already been laid for something like that. We just have to get enough passionate people to help us out.
All right. And if you're listening to this and you're passionate, I'm going to throw in Aaron's email. So if you're interested in joining the committee or have an idea or have a cool fact, you can go ahead and hit her up. And serious inquiries only, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's, as the show's winding down, I want to get into more you and how you got involved in sustainability and the environment. Why do you care, Aaron Baker?
I've just always been passionate about the environment. So when I first went vegan over a year and a half ago, I actually got into it because of the animal rights. And then last semester I took an environmental science course with Professor Rachel Ridgway over here at Pierce. And I've just continued my research on the benefits of veganism and the impact on the environment. And it's really opened my eyes to how serious this problem is right now and how much the Earth needs us to care. So it's something that I've always been really passionate about, and especially over the last few years. Anything that I can do to help. I believe that as inhabitants of the Earth, we need to leave it better than we found it. So that's really my philosophy regarding the environment.
That's pretty beautiful. All right. As the show winds down and as your time at Pierce winds down,
yes,
what's one thing you would like to leave Pierce knowing?
Students have very powerful voices when talking to administrators and such, more so than the faculty. And I just want every passionate student out there to know that they are not alone. There's a lot of people at Pierce that are passionate about the environment or about student rights or whatever you're into. There's definitely somebody else at Pierce with the same drive as you. So it's just about networking, finding the right people, getting involved with student leadership, and you can easily make a difference.
And these clubs are sponsored by the ASO. These
yes.
committees are part of the ASO. So it's not like a clique in high school, right?
No.
It's open.
Absolutely.
Okay. So as we are winding down, now we're running out of time, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. If there's one thing that you could ask everybody to do, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to go after your passion, or I guess to be cliche, to chase your dreams,
right,
because they are attainable for sure.
So if you don't want to compost, if you don't want to go vegan, if you don't want to use tote bags, if you don't want to pick up litter, just use paper straws. It's really that easy. All right. Thank you so much, Aaron. This has been Victor Rodriguez, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.